If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And joining us right now, cornerback for your New England Patriots, Mr. Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday. And he's brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov, search and claim your unclaimed funds, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Marcus, this is our inaugural visit on our show. We appreciate you coming on with us, buddy.
For sure, and I appreciate you guys as well for having me.
All right, by the way, I just wanted to congratulate you because the nerds who do the stats over at Pro Football Focus just gave you and the rest of your secondary the number one position, the National League Football's best defensive secondary. When you hear that, are you like, hell yeah, or like, oh no, the pressure's on, here we go?
Nah, first off, man, I'm definitely, you know, we're definitely blessed when it comes down to seeing that, you know, people are recognizing us and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, we understand that we have a high standard for each other and our group in general. So we always take pride in the situation, again, turnovers and everything like that. It's a new year. That's based off last year, so we got to make sure that we do what we need to do in order to get the turnovers and make sure that we get the recognition that we deserve as well.
We're going to talk to your partner every other week, I think, in the secondary, Kevin Byard, as well. What's he been like, and how are you guys getting along? Or do the corners and safeties stay separate?
Nah, we meet in the back as DBs and cornerbacks and safeties as well. So, no, he's been a great addition to the group, just from the being a vet and everything. He's seen way more football than all of us in the room, you could basically say, and been a part of different schemes and everything. So that's been great. But just being able to pick his brain, understanding the situation of how he looks at things, and also the knowledge that he brings to the DB room just helps out so much.
You know, I've heard about how tight position groups can be, and I'm sure it's probably the same with the secondary. I'm assuming so. Does Christian Gonzalez keep you updated on everything that's going on right now with, you know, with him and his situation? Does he keep you guys up to date on and everything that's happened?
I mean, from our perspective, one thing that we always pride ourselves in is being healthy. So that's the main thing, is making sure that whoever's on the field, we want to make sure that their health is first on everything. And we want to make sure that they take their time when it comes down. You know, every injury or, you know, certain situations are different when it comes down to it, but that's not really our say-so when it comes to that. But like I said, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that he's healthy whenever he comes out to the field and everything like that.
I mean with his contract situation, like, has he kind of told you, like, what the deal is? Because I know that, you know, it's obviously something that I'm sure you guys are rooting him on during this. Does he keep you updated on all of that?
That ain't got nothing to do with us and everything. That's between him and his agent. We just want to make sure, you know, when it comes down to it, that he's out there, and when it comes down to, you know, like I said, his health and everything like that and everything like that is well taken care of. But we're kind of in the sense of, like, if it doesn't involve us, then we play our part, you know.
At least from afar, Marcus, are you impressed with how he's handled the situation?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when it comes down to it, we know him as a person and everything. He wants to play ball. He wants to be out there. So we're always happy to have him out there and, you know, always putting the team first.
You know, can I ask you this? Because I it was kind of cool when Christian got his, you know, he just got the highest Madden rating at his position. And I know you got a pretty good ranking, too. How important is Madden ratings to players in the NFL? Is it a bigger deal than we think it is?
I think it's a big deal for everyone else. well, I don't really play Madden that much anymore and everything. But it's cool to be recognized. You know, that's a hard thing to end up accomplishing when it comes down to, you know, him in that position as well. You know what I mean? So that's great for him. But at the end of the day, we don't really worry too much about that.
You've never seen anyone get legitimately pissed at a low Madden rating, because they certainly do on social media.
Oh, I've seen the situation of people, you know, being upset with the Madden rating, but at the end of the day, the only way that people can control that is, like, you know, making plays, but at the end of the day, it's out of our hands. So we just try to make sure to control what we can control.
Marcus, were you glad to not have to play Saturday in that preseason game? And also, during that first quarter timeout, were you kind of stunned that you saw your coach laying into the guys a little bit, or does he do that often?
Oh, he's always, you know, hands-on when it comes down to teaching us and letting us know the situation and everything, and letting us know what the offense is trying to do and be on the lookout for this and that. I don't really think of it as, like, being excited that I'm not playing. I think of it as, like, whenever we do get the opportunity to be on the field, we take advantage of any opportunity that we can. I've been a guy when it comes down to playing in the preseason and everything, so I understand the importance of it. And we're just happy to be able to support those guys that's out there on the field, because we've seen the hard work and the dedication that they've been putting in the whole training camp. So seeing those guys doing that and being able to do that at that stage and make plays, man, we're just excited to be there to support them.
We're talking to Marcus Jones here on 93.7 WEEI. And so it was just announced that Kayshon Booty has been traded. And what was your relationship like with him? And, you know, what kind of player was he when you had to cover him in practice?
Yeah, first off, man, me and Kayshon, like, we were pretty close whenever it came down to it. He's from Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, so we always talked about that part. But him as a player, man, he was hard working when it comes down to it. He made a lot of big plays being here and everything like that. And then I've seen him grow over the years as a person and also as a player. That's been great. But, man, he was an unbelievable talent when it comes down to him. And he's been great whenever it came down to being part of this organization. And we wish him all the best and everything. And we know that he's a great player.
How talented is this group of receivers? You have to cover them there most days when you're over at training camp practice.
Oh, yeah, no, man. We have a real talented group when it comes down to it. We love the resiliency of, you know, whenever they are having a bad play or something doesn't go their way, of how they respond with it. You know, that's so important when it comes down to being in the National Football League, so the response aspect of the receiving group. And then also when it comes down to the hard work, there's a lot of guys that's in the receiving group doing extra film when it comes down to it, or extra drills in order to make sure, you know, catching the ball right, you know, different things like that. So
here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So Marcus Jones, there was a story that went around a couple of months ago where the coach of the Seattle Seahawks was saying that he got help scheming against the Patriots from somebody that I guess has a conflict of interest, and throughout, like, some discovery, there was a assumption that it could have been Tom Brady that ended up helping. And I think when we talked to Mike Vrabel, is that right? Ken Vrabel kind of, like, basically said that he thought it was Tom Brady?
Right, probably, okay. He said, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the fact that Tom Brady could have possibly helped the Seattle Seahawks scheme against you guys in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I mean, that doesn't really, like, I would say, like, move me in the situation of that. At the end of the day, like, it's all about the plays that got to be made on the field. Teams and everything like that are what they are, but when it comes down to it, the players that have to make the plays that come to life and everything, like I said, that's out of my control and out of our control. So we don't really look too much into that.
Well, talking about you for a second, Marcus, 2 weeks away here from the opener, what part of your game personally do you feel like has taken the biggest jump this summer?
I feel like the knowledge of the game when it comes down to
the aspect of, you know, the more years that you play, the game slows down even more, the communication aspect. This is my second year being a part of this defensive scheme when it comes down to it too as well. So knowing way more, and then I always pride myself in versatility.
All right, so Marcus Jones, you know, Mike Vrabel has a reputation of being an elite-tier ball buster. As a matter of fact, Ted Johnson, who played with Bill Belichick, said that Mike Vrabel was the only one, the only person he ever knew, that could come in and, like, rip on Bill Belichick in front of everybody, and Bill just took it because Vrabel was so good at it. Have you seen this gift that he has for ball busting in person? Have you been able to witness Vrabel at his best?
I just see it as constructive criticism. I had a military dad whenever I grew up and everything, so I'm not saying it was crazy strict, but it just comes down to the discipline aspect of knowing the details, knowing the technique and the fundamentals that you need to do, not just as a football player, but also in life and everything like that too as well. So I think of it as constructive criticism, but some people, you know, may think of it as like, you know, the way he talks or he yells and does all this, but I listen more to the message, not the tone.
But this is like legitimately funny, right? Like when he does it, it's like almost like it's in a way that kind of makes you laugh at the same time, but you're getting the message, right?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. It's all love when it comes down to it as well.
And he's a defensive guy. Can you like go to him and say, look, give me a blitz? Like, can you curry a little bit, call your own play a little bit with Mike?
When it comes down to it, like I'm pretty cool with the plays that they call and everything. We'll always come back and be like, hey, we can look out for this and kind of go from there. But I mean, I'm kind of a guy that, you know, whatever works for the team and was best for the team, that's me. So,
all right. Well, Marcus Jones, thank you for coming on with us. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to talking to you all season long. And here's to getting this preseason over with and start playing some real football, right?
For sure. No, appreciate it so much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. That's Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday and now on a Tuesday, brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. And search and claim your unclaimed funds, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org, and we'll be right back.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.